USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not a lot of election action on this election day, but yesterday's balloting in Virginia was historic. A blue wave in that state's state house as Democrats are projected to win majorities in both chambers. The first time in over 20 years that Democrats in Virginia have had control of both the state Senate and its House of Delegates. In what some see as another possible bellwether of 2020, Kentucky's incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin has been defeated by Democratic challenger Andy Beshear. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks it's unlikely that President Trump will be removed from the White House.
If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
If Trump was impeached by the House, the Senate would have to decide whether he's guilty or innocent and what to do. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry of President Trump continues, so does the argument concerning the whistleblower who sounded an alarm at a presidential phone call with the leader of Ukraine in July. Democrats say by legal definition, a whistleblower's identity has to remain secret. Republican Senator Rand Paul says otherwise.
The president's defense, because of the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution, will get to confront him. No judge will turn that down. He will, if he wants to, get to confront his accuser.
Paul was speaking on Fox News. A suspect reportedly arrested now in connection with the murders of 9 members of an American family in Mexico. Authorities say the suspect was heavily armed and holding 2 bound and gagged hostages when arrested late yesterday in the state of Sonora. Some early winter weather coming to the central and eastern U.S. A blast of frigid air is expected to sweep across the Great Lakes and into the northeast today, and it could bring some snow to spots. And this is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
A new report says dumped and abandoned fishing gear is the biggest plastic polluter in all of the planet's seas. That's according to Greenpeace. Over 640,000 tons of nets and lines and traps used in commercial fishing are dumped and discarded in the sea every year, and the report is calling for international action to stop that plastic pollution, which Greenpeace says is deadly for marine wildlife. A new study says the people most likely to use cocaine and abuse opioids are construction workers. A study released a couple of days ago says construction workers face high rates of painkiller abuse because their injury rates are higher when compared to other professions, and the physical exertion can lead to self-treatment with pain medication. And the late Michael Jackson's moonwalk socks, as they're called, are expected to fetch a pretty high price at auction. The late pop star wore the glittery socks during his famous TV performance of Billie Jean in 1983 when he introduced the moonwalk dance to American audiences. The auction website GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com says it expects to haul in at least $1 million for those crystal stockings, maybe as much as $2 million. And the owner of the L.A. Chargers of the NFL is categorically denying a report that claims the team might be moving overseas to London. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.